It's all the different numbers of all the different things that are happening in the Beis HaMikdash, and things like that. And then there's a story in the second Mishnah speaks about Kayan that was in the Beis HaMikdash, and he saw that there was something different about the floor, something that seemed to be wrong about it, and over there is where the Aaron was Nignas. There was no Aaron in the second Beis HaMikdash, only in the first, and it wasn't meant to be. He passed away before anything could happen. We speak about the Ishtachavois, and all that is all spoken about in the sixth parak. The seventh parak speaks about what happens if you find money and you don't know what exactly it belongs to. Can you assume that it's from the Machas HaShek? What happens if you find meat? What different types of meat and things like that? That's the seventh parak. The eighth and final parak is also speaking about if a person finds different things, like he finds Reich, if he finds it Star Tame, if he finds Kalim, and all the different things. What would be the status of the different things that a person would find in different places, different times? And then the entire Masechta ends with speaking about where it is that a person puts the basar of the Evari Tamid, where it goes, and the Shkolim Bikurim, when they were Noyeg, only B'Fnei Abayis. Nowadays we do it Zeichel HaMikdash, which should be rebuilt in Heirav Yameinu. That's basically the end of Meseches Shkolim. We will, Beit Hashem, move on to the next Mesechta, hopefully tomorrow. I'd like to leave you with a thought. That one on here it goes. If men could regard the events of their own lives with a more open mind, they would frequently discover that they did not really desire the things they failed to obtain. If men could regard the events of their own lives with more open minds, they would frequently discover that they did not really desire the things they failed to obtain. My dear friends, make it a great day.